This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Evan and Tiki on this post-Labor Day Tuesday. I'll very quickly answer Sean's question. He threw at me before. I am not going to Jets Steelers on Sunday because I said there's too much going on. You know, you got the Giants, you got the Yankees, you got the Mets. I have been made to feel like a horrible Jet fan for doing such a thing. But Sean said, why not DVR? You're the king of DVR. Let me tell you a secret, because I went to the home opener last year against the Patriots. Do you remember that? It was the highlight of the season.
Oh, that was a Thursday night.
It was a Thursday night, and it was pinch me, this is great.
Right. That was when Saleh and Rodgers stared at each other and you thought it was nothing.
Correct. Correct. So I went to that game. Obviously, no Giants on a Thursday night. There were no Yankees. It was just the Mets. And I said, okay, I can do that. I'm going to go to the Jet game. I'm a Met fan too, but it's fine. And the Mets were playing a huge game against the Phillies that night. I didn't even attempt to DVR the Mets because it is impossible to go to a Jets game specifically and DVR the Mets.
Yeah.
Because the crossover in fans is through the roof. Through the roof.
So you even if you try to not listen, it's getting spoiled.
It is a non-option.
Right.
You can't even DVR the Giants because it's a football game. Like, there's so much football discussion and the scores are flashed. Like, you cannot go to MetLife Stadium and successfully DVR a Met game or a Giant game.
Yeah.
So that answers your question on why I wouldn't just DVR. It's impossible.
Just real quickly. It's possible. It's okay to know the score and then watch something, Evan.
The Jets were playing who the weekend the Mets beat the one in the wild card?
The Denver Broncos. They lost 10-9.
Right.
What more do you want?
So I was on the plane because I was calling that game.
Yeah.
And so you're absolutely right. So I'm on the plane flying out to Denver. The Mets are playing the Brewers.
Yes.
We're on a plane.
Yes.
Everybody on the plane are Jet fans.
Dude, it's impossible.
And so Pete Alonso smashes this home run. Some dude that was like 10 seats behind me runs up and is like, did you see the Mets? I'm like, no, dude, I'm watching a movie, whatever. And you're right. They can't help.
Dude.
But the crossover, that's the point.
The crossover is, so last year when the Jets played the Thursday night game against the Patriots, the Mets were playing the Phillies on a Thursday night. Okay, pennant race game at Citi Field, but there was still a week and a half left to go in the season. I didn't volunteer this. I didn't try to do it. I had people screaming at me the entire Jet game. You see Alonso? You see Lindor? If I wanted to DVR the game, it was impossible. So the Met-Jet crossover is through the roof. It's just an impossibility.
No, that's a good point.
Now, to accuse me of purposely selling my Jet tickets to Steeler fans, that's a lie. Mm. We don't know if a Steeler fan bought my tickets.
You made a business decision. It's all right.
We're going to have to ask somebody in your section to call in. You have to give your section out on the radio.
Oh, I'm going to do it right now. If you are near section 314, I don't care. I'll tell where my seats are. I'm
first,
a proud.
First row.
First row. I think my seats are 9 and 10. I got to double check. I want someone to let me know because I feel good that it was a Jet fan who bought my tickets. Mm. I do. I feel like I'm going to win this thing. Like a Jet, and if a Jet fan bought my tickets, then get off my back.
Okay, a little prediction. It's going to be Steeler fans.
Definitely.
Okay?
They're going to have terrible tells. How do you know
that?
The
odds are in your favor, okay?
Dude, 48% of tickets are Steelers, so that's less than 50-50. Do the math.
Remember this. Of that, the whole landscape, we're also not factoring in like the New York Steeler fan that's going. I'm sure that's kind of...
Here's something critical. When did you sell them?
I sold them about a week ago.
Definitely a Steeler.
It's definitely a Steeler.
Because a Jet fan would wait to the end.
You think so?
100%.
Officially,
they're still not making the decision yet. I mean, it's first week of school. Do I really? I don't know if I really want to go to the game. They're going to decide on like Thursday night.
Damn it.
Friday night.
So officially, here are my seats. I don't care that I'm giving it out. If you want to say hi to me when the Jets play the Panthers, that's cool. What's up? 314, row 1, seats 15 and 16. Hmm? Those are the Evan seats. So somebody who's at Jet Steelers, do us a favor. Take a picture of the two people that, and maybe someone listening who bought them is listening right now. It's possible. And yeah, it was me. I got you tickets. And let me know. Because I'd feel a lot better if you confirmed to me that it was a Jet fan.
Can I just defend Evan real quick here for making a business decision here?
You can try.
Because he's going to get a lot of flack, Tiki and Sean, all week about this.
You're like a 150-pound cornerback trying to take on Brandon Jacobs or something. Making a business decision by getting the hell out of the way.
Here's why Evan made the business decision, or at least why I think it's smart to make the business decision. It's quite expensive going to Europe for 2 weeks. Lay off the guy. He goes to a million games. If he wants to make a business decision and go watch Jets-Panthers, where the team has at least a shot of winning the game, I think you made the right call here. And if it happens to be Steeler fans, you know what? You got a little unlucky.
Okay, and I have two. If somebody's going to call in and tell us they bought Evan's tickets, I need to know Evan's upcharge and surcharge. We need to know exactly what he's making on it. Number two, on an honest football discussion here.
Yes.
Do you think it's good practice for Aaron Glenn, who just installed all this culture and all this enthusiasm, for the team to run out on the field and watch 50% of their home crowd waving yellow towels?
You know what? Go win. That's what I would say to Aaron Glenn and anybody who's a Jet player who has a problem with this. Go win. Your franchise, not your fault, this franchise has been in the dumpsters for a decade, okay? The other thing is, I still haven't gotten my yearbook as a season ticket holder because apparently they won't mail it to us anymore. Seriously? You got to pick it up in the stadium.
Stadium or Forum Park?
Stadium.
Oh, okay.
Got to pick it up in the stadium.
If it was at Forum Park, I'd go get it for you.
Oh, thank you.
It's right down the road.
So what I would say to Aaron Glenn or any Jet player who bitches and moans about, well, there's nobody here. Win. Okay, it'll take care of itself. This has been a horrific franchise.
Like, the Jets suck.
They do. No, they have been a horrific, pimple-laden, disgusting franchise. Now, I love my franchise. I will always root for them. I heard Keith McPherson the other day saying he's given up on the Cowboys. That's fine. He can give up on the Cowboys. The New York Jets could throw me on the ground. They could defecate on me. I'd still be a Jet fan. You know what I mean? Like, I'm done. They got me. So what I would say to them is, go win games. And more people will show up. Not me. I made the decision because there's three other games going on. But for everyone else, go win games.
Go win games and then demand, just like Steve Cohen did, I need you people to show up.
That's right. Yeah, Steve can say that because he just dropped $1 billion on the team. Woody Johnson saying, go pick up your free yearbook at MetLife Stadium.
You don't know what's going to happen next offseason.
I don't know.
This is the example.
I agree.
You get a new head coach. You get a new feel around everything. You spend whatever gazillion dollars on some quarterback that comes free or whatever it happens to be. And then you say, hey, fans, show up.
That's right. Now, there are 8 Jet home games. 4 of them go head-to-head with a Giant road game. The other 4, the Giants play at a different time or they're on a bye.
Dude, that sucks.
Yeah, those are the 4 I'm going to go to because I put my job first, Tiki. Don't you respect that?
I do, but I'm not even thinking about that from that perspective. I'm thinking about... So for most of this season, then, is this 4 games, 5 games?
What are you talking about?
Head-to-head.
No, of the Jet home games, 4 of them are head-to-head with the Giants. If I did all of the games, I think it's 10 of 17.
I was going to say, those 4 might be the only 4 that aren't, like the non-
No, there aren't many. No, I was going through this.
We're head-to-head 10 times this season. The Giants and the Jets. Is that correct?
Here, I'll tell you right now. Week one, you count it out. Someone count it out. Week one.
Yep.
Week two. Week five. Week eight.
Mm-hmm.
Week 10.
That's five.
Week 12. Week 15. Week 16. And then 17 and 18 is TBD.
It probably is going to be 17 and 18 as well because those are whatever. You just
correct. So what does that add up to?
That's 10. It's eight official and probably 10.
There you go.
So 10 of the games.
Yeah.
The problem is, so most of this season, I'm going to be watching, because I'll be at the Giant games, Jet games dispassionately.
Right.
I'm going to have zero idea what the real-time reaction is from Jet fans to whatever. Oh, my God, did you see what Justin Fields? I'm not going to do that.
You want me to text you? I'll give you a real-time reaction.
Well, maybe. Maybe. Because I'm just going to know. Right. I'm going to know what happened and having to watch the Jet games via true media. So it's I mean, that kind of sucks.
Yeah. No, I don't like the fact that they're head-to-head so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Much. It's a pain in the ass as a football fan. Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Joe is in Oceanside. Good afternoon, Joe.
Hey.
Yo.
I love you, Tiki. Tiki, I love you and Lawrence Taylor, Gates. I tell you, Andrew Thomas is not like any of them. I am sick of this guy. You know, this guy is not, he said it when he got the contract. He said if he was a little dinged up, he wasn't going to play.
Yep.
He said this before he got the goddamn contract. And I really, you know, guys like you guys would be out there. I don't want to put Dart out there until Thomas is out there.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a little bit of a frustration that's starting to seep into Giant fans' consciousness regarding Andrew Thomas. For those that miss this, Andrew Thomas is still hampered a little bit. He is not on the PUP list. We do not know yet if he's going to start on Sunday, but it feels like he's not. It feels like he's going to take his time until he's fully healthy before he comes back and plays. And that means that James Hudson, I said this earlier, the third is going to be the starting left tackle. At least I think that's who the starting left tackle is going to be. Now, he's a little bit of a veteran. He's got some attitude towards him. But He's not Andrew Thomas.
I also think that that call is ridiculous. Andrew Thomas hurt his freaking foot or knee, whatever it was, week one versus Dallas 2 years ago. Finish the game. Last year, on the list, Frank, finish the game versus the Bengals. This guy's done nothing but play through injuries since he got here. He's trying to do what's right by the team here.
He just doesn't
point.
He doesn't want to get hurt again.
Exactly. He's actually the definition of a tough guy playing through the injuries.
Right.
He's definitely tough. I don't rip him. I just think we have to call him like it is, which is injury prone. He's an injury prone player.
I think that's fair.
I don't think it's an indictment on him as a person and as a desire to play. When you're hurt that often, again, I don't know this because I was never hurt this often, at least not the same thing. I can imagine that psychologically you're terrified of being hurt again.
Well, it's not only that to me. When you play injured, there's a chance you're not good. There's a chance you're not good.
True.
And I'll bring this up because we'll talk about it later. Why does Sean Manaea have a 5 ERA? And to some, it may be he's not healthy. Now, the easy retort is, well, if you're on the field, too freaking bad.
Right.
I've heard that from plenty of Met fans. Well, it's the same that goes with Andrew Thomas. If he's out there and he's not healthy and he isn't the lockdown left tackle we witnessed a couple of years ago, we'd be calling Sports Talk Radio ripping him a new one.
It's true.
So it's not just toughness or bad luck or I want to make sure I'm healthy. It's what if the guy goes out there and he isn't effective because he isn't healthy? Let's go to Anthony in Harlem. What's up, Anthony?
Afternoon, boys.
Yo.
Let me start with the nice teak. I just purchased your book for my 7 and 8 year old son. You started playing football. If you got the cash registered notification on your phone.
I love it. That's nice.
Sounds like a great endorsement for Jalen Hurts.
Right.
Kevin, listen, I was in the building last year for that Patriots game. Okay. And that was the highlight of ecstasy of our season. And I want you to think around 3:30 when Aaron Rodgers is sitting on the bench with that look on his face, like I need to retire. Like he had after the Minnesota Vikings game. Like you had after the Broncos game when he gets lit up by the blitz, and you're not going to be there because you made a business decision, my man.
Damn it. That hits me the most because he's right. If Aaron Rodgers is sitting, his word's not mine, is sitting on the sidelines looking befuddled as the Jet crowd is retaking the stadium, will there be jealousy? Will there be regret? Absolutely. Mm. And that's why I'm already on the SeatGeek app looking to rebuy tickets. That actually inspired me. That is the number one
what are you
fear.
Do, come down at halftime.
I may just buy other tickets. Maybe I'll go anyway. Damn it! That really hit.
That's a good one. Yeah, especially because it's Aaron Rodgers.
I know.
If it was any other, if the Steelers had started whoever, who did they draft?
Will Howard.
If they'd started Will Howard because Aaron Rodgers retired. You really wouldn't care. No, it would be fine.
It's not that you wouldn't care. I wouldn't phrase it that way.
Care as much.
Anytime you win a football game, it is pleasing. Mm-hmm. Like last year when they beat the Patriots, let's think about it. It wasn't Tom Brady. It wasn't Bill Belichick. It was still pleasing.
But it's also the Patriots.
Right, but it was
that's
also
different. You don't have the history.
I agree, but it's also pleasing to just win a football game.
True, but it's painful history with the Patriots.
1,000%.
There's a painful history other than Aaron Rodgers. So if Aaron Rodgers, you wouldn't want to be there. You're still going to care about the win. You don't necessarily need to be there if it's Will Howard.
But I think that there's still extra enjoyment when you win a football game because think about it. The Jets don't win a lot of football games over the last decade. But I do agree that there's going to be some extra joy defeating not Aaron Rodgers. See, that's not what it is. I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's not about Aaron Rodgers, and it's not our Super Bowl, as Tommy claimed a few weeks ago. But I do want to make clear what I think it is. There are teams in this town that have a moniker attached to their name. It's called LOL.
Yeah.
The New York Mets were the LOL Mets. The New York Knicks were the LOL Knicks. Stop right there. Those two franchises are well on their way, if not having already succeeded, exterminating LOL.
Right.
It's not LOL Knicks, bro. They were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. Stop. It's not LOL Mets. They were in the NLCS last year. Enough. Like, those two franchises, even though some still want to hold on to the LOL, have gotten rid of the LOL. Mm-hmm. The New York Jets are a walking LOL. And if they lose to the Steelers on Sunday, there are going to be many people who say, oh, Aaron Rodgers, you didn't keep. And it's going to add to the LOL-ness. I want to shut those people up.
I can see that.
I want to win the game on Sunday, not just because it's 1-0, not just because of this or that. I don't want to deal with LOL-ness on Monday. It's already bad enough when you lose a football game. We all know how it feels. We're Giant and Jet fans. We lose all the time. We're a bunch of losers. but it's made worse. You guys know this.
Of course.
How much worse is it to lose on Thanksgiving? How much worse is it to lose on Monday Night Football?
Well, it's those games that everybody's watching that make it bad.
And everyone laughs at you for no reason, like, oh, Saquon, ha-ha, right. You're idiots.
Right. And that's all sports. If you're nationally propped up and put onto a stage where you're expected to perform and you don't, then everybody mocks you, especially in today's age.
And so, how about when it's unfair? How about all the Saquon talk last year when after a while it's like, bro, that's not even fair to rip us for this anymore.
Right.
I think it's the same thing with Aaron Rodgers. Wow.
Well,
I could buy similar tickets to my seasons, but it's double now, so that's not good.
Double from what you sold or double from what you have them?
Double from what I sold.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, not good. Looks like I made a bad business decision. Let's go to Jose in Brentwood. Good afternoon, Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
What's up, man?
Hey, I want to talk about Jalen real quick. Jalen has a special part as a Giants fan, and I tell you why. I don't know if everybody remembers 2020. Our whole division was mediocrity, and we were like one game away from winning the division, and it was Eagles versus Commanders.
Oh, yes.
And Jalen Hurts was the QB.
Right. Yep.
He was ready to play. He was going to win the game. And what happened? Doug Peterson was like, nope. I'm going to bench you. I'm going to play some third-string scrub and look for these picks. And then he got fired.
Right.
We lost. But he was ready. He even said it. You can see his mouth. He said, this is not right. In that moment, I was like, you know what, Jalen? Because if he went it, he would have won it for the Giants.
That's a great point.
That is a very
good
point.
I mean, he was the hope. And I think if Jalen stayed in that game, well, think about alternate history. Giants win the division with 6 wins, and Joe Judge may survive a third year.
Yeah. I mean, he maybe did us a favor, Doug Peterson?
Yeah, long term.
I'm serious.
Well, it's weird to think about because Ben McAdoo got fired after making the playoffs. Would the Giants have fired Joe Judge after winning the division, even if winning the division happened in a 6-win season? I kind of lean towards yes anyway.
Yeah, I think so. That's hard to do, is to fire a guy who gets you to the postseason.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Let's go to Eric in Delaware. Hey, Eric. What's up, Eric?
Yes, I'm here.
What's up, dude?
TC. I'm a Jet fan, diehard Jet fan, but you were the reason why my kids became, well, my oldest son became a Giant fan, so I want to say thank you, but I don't say thank you because of you.
Well, I apologize, and you're welcome.
No, he was better off. He saw 2 Super Bowls.
Right, exactly.
My youngest son became an Arizona Cardinals fan. They wanted nothing to do with the Jets.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's an interesting team to pick, though.
Jeez.
Well, it was because, that's a whole other story. I'll call it Evan. Now to you. Tiki, I want you to be the judge.
Okay.
This guy brags about his season ticket.
Everywhere.
Of all his sports. Everywhere. I got this. I'm on the front row here. I'm Big Game Bob. It's the first game of the season. And why are you not showing up?
Well, there's a lot of other games going on.
He wants to watch everything.
There
That's
is only
why.
One other game going on. You're a season ticket holder to the ridiculous Jets. I was a season ticket holder. I know opening day what that meant.
No,
I was a season ticket holder to the Yankees. Evan, you're an embarrassment.
Wow.
Give away your season ticket. Do not call yourself a Jet fan anymore.
Wow. So I've got to give away my tickets and I'm not a fan anymore?
I don't know if I can take...
That's too harsh.
I can't take your fan card yet.
No.
It's not a crime against Jet fanity. That work?
Yes.
Jet fanity?
That works.
Yes.
It's not a crime against Jet fanity yet. But if you know Evan, there's a reason why. First of all, you're making some money.
Not a lot, apparently.
Compared to relative now, it doesn't certainly not. But you also want to watch everything.
I want to watch everything. I want to watch the Mets who are playing a big game against the Reds. I want to watch your Giants against the Commanders.
And you want to feel the emotion in real time.
Absolutely.
To what I was alluding to before, because the Giants and Jets play too many games head-to-head, I'm going to not watch Jet games passionately. I'm going to have to watch them just like on a screen with no commentary around it so I can catch up quickly. You want to watch passionately.
And think about this to our last caller who made some horrible accusations against me. My first Jet game isn't going to be against the Steelers. It's probably not even going to be against Buffalo the following week, and it won't be against Dallas. It's going to be against the Panthers. Doesn't that make me even more of a fan?
No, it makes you something.
The game I'm walking into is Jets-Panthers.
It makes you somebody that knows you're not getting a penny for Jets Panthers. That's what makes you a businessman.
We'll get back to your calls coming up at 888-808-1019, plus a brand new edition of Posted and Toasted. And we got a lot of baseball to get to. We'll get you prepared for what is a huge couple of weeks for the New York Yankees, but not for the reasons that everybody's telling you. This is a redundant statement for the final month of the baseball season, but it's a big night of baseball here in New York. I think it's going to be like that every night. Mets trying to hold off the Reds for the last wild card spot. The Yankees are right there now in the American League East, and they begin a very difficult and interesting stretch that begins tonight against the Astros. More on that later. Plus, a great question was posed to Aaron Glenn earlier today about his expectations for the Jets season. We'll listen to it and we'll analyze. But right now, it is time for a brand new edition of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
I'll read the old tweets of our fellow FN coworkers, and Tiki will guess who posted it. Are you ready?
I am.
October 19th, 2020. Of course, Andrew Thomas can grow into a serviceable player, but it's absolutely amazing. Dave Gettleman missed another one. Amazing.
Interesting. Is
that Sean Morash, Chris McMonagle, Sal Licata, or Brandon Tierney?
I'm going to say that that is our very own Sean Morash.
You're wrong.
Were you nervous that was you, Sean?
No, I thought everybody was overreacting to his start.
Okay.
Mm. BT?
It is BT.
I was wrong.
He was wrong.
He was
rough his first year.
He was bad. Oh, absolutely. It's a reminder, if anything, that we need to take a very deep breath early on in a guy's career. But here's the other thing. You could have said the same thing about Evan Neal, and you would have been right. Yeah.
True, but you know why? Because they're rookies.
That's true.
And you have no idea about rookies. Because they're rookies.
But sometimes rookies are good.
No, well, I mean, Jeremy Shockey was really good as a rookie.
Rookies suck.
Most of the time, they're rookies.
Well, but in fairness, Olu Fashanu was the Jets' first-round pick a year ago. He didn't start right away. Right. Ended up playing.
Maybe that was a good thing.
You're right. And now as we go into the second year, we all believe Olu Fashanu is going to be awesome.
Also, big difference. Evan Neal stunk all year. Andrew Thomas, people forget his rookie year. The second half of his rookie year, he started to become pretty freaking dominant.
Right. True.
And that, it was all in that first year.
That tweet was October, so it was still early in the season. This is a post from December 21st, 2022. The Mets have become everything we mocked and hated for years with the Yankees. The new evil empire. Quote, search your feelings. You know it to be true.
That's interesting.
This is Sal, isn't it?
Wow, you don't even want the options. Okay. Is it Sal Licata?
You're wrong.
Okay, keep going.
I'll read it again. The Mets have become everything we mocked and hated for years with the Yankees. The new evil empire. Search your feelings. You know it to be true. All right, the other options are Evan Roberts.
No.
Tommy Lugauer or Greg Giannotti.
I was very attuned to who kept calling the Yankees the evil empire.
Mm.
It was driving me insane.
Right.
Because I knew even then it was not the Yankees, it was the Dodgers. And people just weren't paying attention to the Dodgers. That was Gio.
You're wrong.
Ah. Was it you?
You're wrong.
Hello, Tommy.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Oh, this was a Lugauer, wasn't it?
Can you explain yourself? So this is December of 2022.
It's a Lugauer.
I thought it was a dead giveaway because I'm the only one that would know a quote from the movie Star Wars. But I'm saying, Teak, of the choices there, I don't think G, Evan, or Sal have seen any of the movies.
Yeah. I didn't even know that was a quote from Star Wars.
Exactly.
What made you in December of 2022 to be pre-positive and accuse the Mets of being like the evil part of the Yankees that we
mock?
Well,
remember what happened that day, Evan. The Mets signed Carlos Correa. Yeah, you know, we didn't eventually play for the Mets, but that was the night that they signed Carlos Correa. And they just signed, Scherzer? They had that big offseason.
Verlander. They lost to
Verlander.
Verlander.
That's what it was.
Verlander.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I didn't pay enough attention to the year.
Yeah.
I just heard the date because December 30th. Like, what the hell are you talking about baseball on December 30th?
Nah, you know, the offseason. You know, I read that as a negative Met tweet, but now that you're explaining it, it was probably more positive. Like, hey, we're the evil empire. We are everything we mock, but you're saying that in almost a happy light.
I was saying it in the way that sort of prepping Met fans is we mocked the Yankee fan for this for years. We have to get used to now being the new Yankee fan because our owner is just going to
get from that.
there was a lot of comments and reaction to it. I don't recall the overall tone of the reaction.
Well, you can go back and read it.
I'm going to my subway ride home.
All right, here's post number three. This is from August 2nd, 2018. Enough with Mookie Betts and the eye black at night. That's worse than sunglasses indoors guy. Is that Al Dukes, Jerry Recco, Sean Morash, or Greg Giannotti?
This is either Al, because it's just random and has nothing to do with anything, or Sean. So I'm going to say is Al.
You're wrong.
It was Sean.
Philosophical differences.
At least I knew I was in the right ballpark.
You're in the right ballpark. Why does that bother you? Eye black at night.
Because you think it looks stupid, don't you?
Yes, and I know this was me because I had this thought when I finally got to watch the Thursday night Patriot preseason game and I saw Dart doing his eye black thing and I said, I've already found something that annoys me about it. Enough. Eye black is supposed to be for sun glare. At night, it's dark out. I hate sunglass indoors person, and I hate eye black at night.
How about people that wear eye black when they're not even playing in the game and at night, like Russell Wilson did for the final preseason game? It was at night, and he was not scheduled to play in the game, and he still had his eye black on.
That's bad, too.
I got to tell you, those preseason games where I knew I wasn't playing, I barely had my pads strapped on. Like, I'm serious. I think half the time my pads were undone. And I don't think I brought my helmet.
Wow. A little different than Russ. Russ was ready to go.
How uncool is eye black now? Think about it.
I don't think it's uncool. Who's the guy I was watching the game, and I don't even know if it was a Met or a Yankee game, who had the eye black running all the way down their face? Do you guys remember this guy? It was not a Met or Yankee. It was someone on the other team, and I remember it was commented on. I can't recall
Didn't Harper used to do that?
You know what? I think it was Bryce Harper. Yeah. That phony. That's what it was. What a weird look that is.
He's been doing his whole career, so.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know why I can't remember that. Apparently, I tried to black that out. Get it? Black, eye black, and I blacked it out. It's only funny when Sean does it.
Well, take notes.
And finally, November 4th, 2015.
He didn't emphasize black. If he would have said, it's only, I tried to. Black that out. They would have laughed.
Yeah, so we have to lay out.
Delivery.
Gotcha.
Delivery.
Right. I'll work on that for the next time. November 4th, 2015. I just watched somebody while parallel parking hit the gas instead of the brake. Car went right over the curb and square into a tree. That sucks. Is that Tiki Barber, Evan Roberts, Greg Giannotti, or Al Dukes?
Al Dukes. That'd be something Al Dukes would watch and get joy out of.
You're wrong.
How is it not Al Dukes?
Not Al Dukes. Sorry. Stumped you.
Are you hating on Al Dukes lately?
No, I didn't have any Al today's.
Gio?
You're wrong.
You?
No.
It was You're not me. Wrong.
Jerry Recco.
I am anal right now.
I forgot you made him an option.
I don't know if it's cheating or not. I'm a big parallel parking guy. I love parallel parking. I feel like I show off my skill, and I feel like more of a man.
You and me.
You feel the same way, right?
I taught driving when I was in high school.
Oh, wow. See, I didn't even get to that level.
Yeah.
I was really bad in high school. Like, I learned how to parallel park at a high level because I was driving in D.C., and I had no other option, and I was 18 years old.
Good point.
And so it was either learn or be killed. It was one of those kinds of things.
Right.
That may be extreme, but
there was probably some middle ground.
Yeah. I don't know. DC's a pretty rough place, bro. I mean, it was. If you don't park straight.
There are federal troops now deployed in DC.
Was not the case a decade ago. I have a story about living in DC as an 18-year-old that I cannot say on the air unless I really try to edit it. Mm. All right. I'm going to try to do it.
Let's hear it.
So I was working at XM Radio. They had a beautiful location in downtown D.C. off Florida Avenue and New York Avenue, all right? And every day I'd go out to lunch. But it was a bad neighborhood, like a really, really bad neighborhood, where they would tell you, don't go out to lunch. We will offer food. Don't go out to lunch. I'm 18. I'm like, you know what? There's a Wendy's right there. And I love my spicy chicken. So I got to go. So I venture out. I cross the street. I open the door. And there's a guy in the corner. I'll leave it at that. I turned around. My appetite was gone. He was, he liked Wendy's more than I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was massaging his appetite?
Some may say. And as an 18-year-old.
Like, you guys didn't give me thoughts.
As an 18-year-old, I saw that. I said, what? Immediately turned around, never left that building again.
Nice. Ordered in for the rest of your tenure?
That's correct. Yeah, that was over. So that was my early D.C. experience.
How is Washington, or how is Florida and New York Street in Washington these days?
Florida Avenue, New York Avenue?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I haven't been there in 20 years.
Send me that Wendy's so I don't go there post-game on Sunday.
I don't want you. You will not get there. But my question to you was, don't you think that the rear-view camera spoils the art of the parallel park?
I don't even look back anymore.
Really?
I can parallel park, anywhere without ever looking backwards.
I know.
Or sideways.
Doesn't that kind of suck?
It is cheating.
It's cheating.
Absolutely cheating. I was good at it in high school. I didn't get great at it until I moved to New York. Similar to you, because living in the city, and for the first few years, I didn't pay for a garage. I just, like, let me find a place to park on the Upper East Side.
Right.
And it was you had to get good at it quickly.
Yeah.
Because people are cramming up your rear.
Dude, they're quick,
honking,
man.
Honking their horn, and you better not mess up and have to come out and do it again.
Be honest, Evan. You've bragged about this parallel parking. How many times did it take you to pass your road test?
One time. I was 1-for-1.
Are you serious?
About 1,000, but.
Me too. Because I was driving at 14.
14?
On the Eastern Shore at my grandmother's house.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Just, I mean, there's no cops. I mean, there's state troopers who fly up and down the road, but they're not stopping you for, they don't care.
Wow.
Why did you be so confident I didn't pass on the first try?
Because you pray I could see you, because you can't lie. You've talked about being, I figured you failed a couple
times. Well, I'll tell you an honest truth about it, and my mom could tell you this story forever, because she took me to the driving test, and I go in there, I drive, and I completely botched the parallel parking. Completely botched it. Which my sister had done such a great job of teaching me. So I thought I failed. Guy looks at me and says, I'm passing you. Because I did everything else well enough, it was just parallel parking. I look despondent. My mom gets back in the car, and she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I see your face. Are you okay? And I was like, no, I passed. And she got pissed at me. She's like, why are you upset then? And I said, because I botched the parking. Like, I was really pumped up to show off my skills. But to your point, Teak, nowadays, the rear view camera spoils everything.
Right. I mean, some cars will literally do it for you.
Yeah. Oh, that's that. Come on.
And that's like, it's cheating.
That is bogus.
By the way, I'm looking at the corner of New York Avenue and Florida Avenue.
Yeah.
In D.C. It is the home of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
Wow.
An explosive headquarters.
Does it still have a Wendy's?
I don't see the Wendy's.
Wow, they must have closed that down for Saturday.
I do see a European wax center.
Not they closed it down for not sanity, but for
sanitation.
Sanitary. I don't know. Something like
there
that.
There is a McDonald's.
Oh.
There is a five.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Guys?
Yes.
A Subway?
I bet you the Wendy's turned into a Five Guys. That'd be my guess. I'd love to go back on a pilgrimage down to that area, and I can reminisce about the time I walked into that place and I was scarred for life. Real quick before we get back to your calls, I want to play you a clip from Aaron Glenn earlier today. It was a very thought-provoking question by Rich Cimini, who simply said, in fact, you know what? Play the clip of the question with the answer and just stop it after the question, and then we'll play it again because I want you to hear exactly how it was worded, and then we can play along on what Aaron Glenn's answer is and what our answer should be as Jet fans.
What to you would define a successful season?
All right, stop right there. What to you would define a successful season? It's a very interesting question.
Right.
Because I was actually on the phone earlier today with Joe B. I was checking in on my man.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, this is before I heard Aaron Glenn, I said, I got to tell you, bro, the successful season for me is making the playoffs. Joe must have had a heart attack laughing at me. At the play, I mean, bro, I'd love to have, are we serious?
Why, he thinks it's an impossibility?
He does not think it's happening. He does, and I think a lot of people feel that way. And my point to him was, I'm not telling you it's going to happen. I'm just answering, hey, this would be the only thing that pleases me. This is a team that hasn't seen the postseason since 2010.
Right.
Since January of 11. I'm sorry, like an 8-win season doesn't do it for me. Now, that doesn't mean I'd want Aaron Glenn fired or anything crazy like that. I'm just giving the honest answer on what would be a successful season. So Aaron Glenn's going to give an answer. Do you have an answer on what a successful season would be?
I would say, because I don't know if making the playoffs is defining a successful season. It would be a little bit nuanced, but I would, if I was Aaron Glenn, I'm saying we need to win some games, obviously. Not putting a number on it, because as soon as you do that, you're going to get defined by that number. But I need to feel like our team makes progress every single week and we have good players. That's success.
That's a very coach's answer.
That's what coaches should say.
No, I gotcha. I'm just answering it as a fan. Like, if you were in my shoes as a Jet fan, what would be a successful season? Because win totals do matter. Like, I'm sorry. We could sit here all day and say, it doesn't matter. Of course it does. I want to win games.
I don't think,
sick of losing.
I don't think you can say if the Jets don't make the postseason that it's a non-successful season. So I have to stop short of saying they have to make the postseason. I think the biggest thing they're doing is evaluating the talent,
right. Particularly
at quarterback and running back probably as well. Offensive line, I think we kind of know that's about right.
They've invested enough first-round picks on them.
Secondary is something they're also evaluating. It's hard to pinpoint. I really don't have a feel at all for the New York Jets. And partly it's because they're radio silent on purpose. This is the culture shift that Aaron Glenn has created, especially in the wake of what Robert Saleh was, which was open and out there with everything, including to Joe B, who would spill it. But you don't feel like you have a sense of what the plan is. That's probably intentional.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to assume that's a good thing. But if they start poorly and they look lost like they have it, other times in their history, the fact that we don't know is going to make it worse.
Here is the question again, Aaron Glenn's answer, and I'll give you my answer.
What to you would define a successful season?
What would define a successful season? I want to be a team to where the fans will look up and say, we're proud of that team. And if they say that, I'll be happy. I'll be happy because within that, I know that wins will come.
Couple of things. I love the way he repeats the question, which tells you it's a good one. The fact that he had to repeat it is, boy, I got to think of a good answer.
Yeah,
this is a good question.
Let me stall for a second by repeating what you just said. Or you could just pause like Jalen Hurts did when asked what his favorite book was.
That's true. That's true. And I don't mind the pause. Like, I think sometimes Aaron Judge pauses all the time when he's asked questions. Right. And I think that's a good thing because it means you're thinking about it. You're not just throwing it away and giving coach speak. Like, he paused. He thought about it. And then he paused again.
Mm.
And then he gives us the Jet fans are proud. Now, here's what's brilliant about this answer. He just put it on us. He just put it on me. What makes me proud may be different than what keeps some of our callers proud. Mm. Or what would make Joe B proud.
or a lot of, or BT proud as a Jet fan. Like, we all may have different answers. So I respect the brilliance of somehow putting it on us, because he made it about the fans. He said, I want the fans to be proud. Well, what the hell is that?
But can't that backfire if the product is just terrible and the fans are the farthest thing from proud?
Well, then it wasn't a successful season, according to Aaron Glenn. He's asked, what's a successful season? Now,
but that's weird now that I think about it, the way that you just laid that out.
I thought it was a brilliant answer.
It's brilliant because you're a fan.
Yes.
But now I'm thinking from the opposite view, from an internal view. That can't be what you're judging the season off if you're Aaron Glenn or Darren Mooji or ownership or whoever. It can't be, well, the fans are proud of us even if we were 2-15.
The fans are not going to be proud of
you. You know what I mean?
15.
Or whatever it is. Like, there has to be some sort of metric or expectation that they've set internally. I think he just doesn't want to say it.
And what is it?
And I'm not saying it's wins or anything. There has to be something else.
Well, I really think it should be and is what I'm about to say. And I've said this before. This is not the first time I've ever said this on Evan and Tiki, though it may be the first time you've heard it. My measure of success is the In the Hunt graphic. And I know that sounds nuts, but it's true.
Yeah, it is.
I want to be in the hunt. I want in December the Jet logo to be in the graphic. Doesn't mean they're in a wild card spot. Doesn't mean they're leading the division. That feels unrealistic. That'd be amazing. I'd be thrilled. But I want to be in the hunt because it feels like, other than 2015, the year where they choked in Buffalo, they're never in the hunt. Mm. When have they been in the hunt? So, Coach Glenn, if you're listening, I am a season ticket holder who sometimes sells his tickets. So I'm sorry I won't be there on Sunday. What would make me proud is you keeping this season relevant through December. Is that a fair answer?
That is a fair answer, because every team wants to be in the conversation getting close to playoff time. And that's December. Play meaningful December football.
That's right. It's a borrowed line from Fred Wilpon, who once said his goal for the Mets was to play meaningful September games. Mm-hmm. And Steve Summers brilliantly mocked that for a decade and a half. I'm not mocking what I say.
Because they didn't play meaningful September games?
And they didn't, and it was also such a low bar. And I admit it's a low bar, but it's just year one. I'm saying right now, meaningful December games. I'm not going to say that next year and the year after and the year after. But for one season after this incredible streak of ineptitude that they've had, that would make me proud, Coach Glenn. Mm. So that's my answer to him. Now, as an IFO, Sean, what's a season of success for the New York Jets?
I disagree that it has anything to do with win total. I think a successful season for the New York Jets makes you believe that entering 2026, they are capable of making the playoffs. I think it's all about how you end in the vibe. So I don't know that it involves win. Maybe you don't win a game early and you rattle off 5 wins late. But I think you need to end the season thinking, we are on the come as a franchise and we are a playoff contender in 2026.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I think it's connected,
though. Because year one, yeah, it is. But year one, I mean, it matters, obviously, because you see D'Amico Ryan, who I referenced earlier with Houston, it set the tone of what his tenure is going to be, as and what the expectation is going to be going forward. Like, he couldn't have come back in year two and just sucked. I mean, they struggled a little bit. They ended up firing their offensive coordinator, who I was lauding a little bit earlier, but they still made the playoffs.
Right.
So once you have a successful season, it better beget more successful seasons.
I agree, but
otherwise, you're taking a step backward.
But I think the way to get to that, to get to that area of, I believe they can be a playoff team, or you believe they can be a playoff team, is to be in the hunt. I don't know if there's a realistic scenario where you accomplish the whole, hey, I think we're a playoff team next year, and you're not playing relevant December games. That'd be tough to do.
Okay, so we all know they have a tough schedule to start the year.
Yeah.
What if they started 0-4, right? Set the tone, bad year. But then the team starts to come together. You start to realize. And at the end of the year, the Jets end up winning 6 games. Like, they are a 6-11 team, but their best football has been played late.
So, like, a softer version of the Lions a few years earlier, where they end up in a playoff race, but they really overcame the bad start.
You end up picking 10th in the draft, but at the end of the year, you feel like, man, Aaron Glenn really built something towards the end. We're going to get moving here in 2026. You don't think that's a successful year?
Yeah, I mean, this is why it's so hard to judge. And now you bring up that Detroit Lions team, and I'm forgetting like the specifics of it.
But how bad was the start? They finished 8-8 or 9-7?
Finished 9-8.
9-8, that's right.
Yeah, because there's 17 games here.
But they
started the season 1-6. Mm. So, I mean, it was bad. They beat the Commanders, was the only team they won. Lost to the Eagles, Vikings, Seahawks, Patriots, bye week. Come out, lose to the Cowboys, the Dolphins. And then they won eight of their last games.
Yeah, that's what Sean is saying.
Right.
I agree with that. I think that's fair. I think you drew it up. Start off 1-6. Not that I want that. Finish so strong where there's that momentum and belief going into the following season.
Eight of their last 10 they won.
Yeah. WFN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Sean is calling from North Babylon. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
We're good.
What's up, man?
Tommy, Sean, hope things are well. Couple things real quick with this. You just started talking about it with the successful season. To me, it's competent football. Cut down on the penalties. Move the football. Show that you can play the sport as a professional franchise.
Talk about a low ball.
I've been a Jet fan for 46 years. I've seen it all. Just play competent football. Make some strides. Definitely got to cut down on the penalties.
Yeah,
got to move the football. Got, you know, just show you belong in the NFL. We'll start with that.
Yeah,
okay?
it's a low bar, but I get it. Show us that the head coach is real. Show us that our belief in this head coach is warranted. Show us that, hey, maybe, and this is a great line Beningo used to use that we would make fun of, maybe we got something in this guy. He would say it all the time. You know, maybe we got something
maybe,
in this guy.
Maybe.
Maybe we have something in this guy. And I think that's certainly a big step to go into the offseason thinking, hey, maybe we have a head coach. Because God knows they haven't had one in a long time.
Wow. So I'm looking at the most penalized teams in the NFL a year ago.
Ravens and Jets would be my guess.
And you nailed it.
Thank you.
The Ravens are number one.
Mm-hmm.
Now they played. It doesn't count because the Ravens, this is totals. This is the whole season and postseason.
Oh, okay. So it counts the playoffs.
So the Ravens played two more games. They had 140 penalties.
Yeah.
But per game, it was the Jets.
Yeah, no, they
were 137 penalties.
But the Raven thing is important because it shows you that you can be a highly penalized team and still be effective.
Right.
It's not the sheer amount of penalties. It's when it happens. Mm-hmm. It's the dumbness of the penalties. Right. There's a lot of things that go into it besides
and
the sheer
number. And by the way, so with that being said, three of the top five most penalized teams made the postseason.
There you go.
Baltimore, Houston, who we just referenced, and the Commanders.
See? It shows you it's not the sheer number.
No.
Jesse is calling from Hopewell. Hey, Jesse.
Oh, hey, how are you? I was just calling about your situation at Wendy's. I thought that was a dry rub spicy chicken. What happened there? I hung up to listen.
Thank you very much for that. It's very much appreciated. We will come back with more of your calls at 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.